This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
At some point, we need to check in with Buck, see how he's doing, just to say hey. But there's another play-by-play guy that we could check in with right now. My friend. I did not expect Steven Nelson to even respond until later on today about him coming on the show tomorrow, which he very astutely pointed out, hey, moron, it's tomorrow in Japan.
Yeah, the 14-hour ahead time difference from Chicago to Tokyo is a very confusing thing, and it got us a guest in real time. That's awesome.
It did. Steven Nelson does an incredible job of doing baseball for the Dodgers. He also does an incredible job of reading highlights whenever he is put on the TV. He is an amazing human being, and I'm glad that he picked up the phone for us. He's on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Steven, thanks so much for joining us. What has this trip already been like for you, the Dodgers, and the Cubs?
Loho, Spiegs, great to hear from you both. I come to you from the future. Yeah. Brother, so for the folks listening, I wake up because I'm jet lagged as hell. I don't know where I am or what time it is. I barely know what country I'm in. And I see a message from Lawrence Holmes. I'm like, oh, what's Loho up to? And he's like, hey, you want to come on the show? It's 7 a.m. I look at the clock, and it's like 7:05. I'm like, do you mean right now? And he's like, no, I meant tomorrow, but can you do right now? Like, sure, why not? I'm not going to bed anytime soon. So here we are. So thanks for having me on.
What is the future like? What can we expect from the future, Steven? Like, do things work out well for us tomorrow?
Well, looking out the window, Speaks, you can expect darkness, which is, you know, a little bit apropos. it's kind of appropriate, I think. Honestly, I think you can expect a real epic, you know, 5 to 6 days between these two teams, two storied franchises, obviously. And honestly, like, you can understand why they were handpicked for a series like this. You know, I think you know, obviously both teams will play a couple exhibitions here over the weekend, but by the time Yamamoto and Imanaga told the slab for game one of the season, I just think, you know, two countries are going to be on fire. It's going to be. I think you're going to see ratings records probably, especially for that first game, just because of the way baseball draws here in Japan, especially and with that pitching matchup and what it means historically to the best teams in the National League heading into the season. Like, it's got all the ingredients for something epic.
For those of us who don't understand this, what is life for Shohei Ohtani like in Japan?
has anybody watched The Avengers? Truly, this man, like, he can't be a normal human anymore, anywhere, but especially here. I was joking with some members of our esteemed security staff, and I was like, hey, we got to the point where you got to, like, set up, you know, like, underground paths for people. and shell game car rides and things like that. And he just kind of laughed, but he didn't deny it. So I don't know. Just to put it into context, last time I was here in Japan was the World Baseball Classic a couple years ago. And Lars Nootbaar of the St. Louis Cardinals, he's half Japanese just like I am, and he was playing for the Japanese national team, first non-Japanese-born player to represent Samurai Japan. And he became like this national sensation in the country. And Lars is a good player. Like, he just got to stay healthy for St. Louis, but he really endeared himself to the country of Japan here quickly. And he told me at that time, he's like, I walked outside just to like go get a snack at 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is a huge deal in Japan. And he's like, I got mobbed. So he's like, if that's happening to me, can you imagine what happens if Shohei Ohtani just steps foot outside in public? Like, so it's just, it's at a level you can't really imagine. Like, you see his face everywhere on billboards. So he's just kind of a superhero. But the way he carries himself and compartmentalizes, you would never know it.
I enjoyed watching you post about this, and you and I have a lot of conversations about culture and identity, just text to each other. We talk about this type of stuff. And I know that you were there for the WBC. What's this like for you to now have another trip to the motherland and having this opportunity to be the voice of this?
Man, it's been really a really special couple of years. So in 2023, we came to Japan for the first time as a family where my mother's ancestors are from. And then, last year we went to Italy, where my father, who, for those who don't know, my paternal side is from Mount Prospect and from Chicagoland. And so that's why, I grew up diehard Chicago sports fan. So the last 2 years, being able to try and pull at the roots and learn more about where I come from has been such a fulfilling experience. With the Japanese side specifically, I remember calling games in the Tokyo Dome in 2023, and I had to have my hand on the cough button because I was just so overwhelmed with emotion. They're playing the Japanese national anthem, and or just even during game action, man. Because the atmosphere in Japan is for baseball is unlike anything. I don't know what it's going to be like for Dodgers Cubs specifically because there's going to be fans of both sides. I know there are two Cubs home games. I'm imagining that the Dodgers it'll probably sound a little bit more like the Dodgers being the home team, but I don't know. But for the national team, when they are pitching, the Tokyo Dome was deathly silent. And I remember looking at Jose Moto, my partner, I was like, are we calling golf right now? Because we don't want to talk too loud. We feel like we had to whisper. But then when Samurai Japan was batting, it was so raucous and so loud. Every player had individual chants, personalized chants for every single player, and just the fan section, the taiko drum sections. It's just a surreal thing. So I just remember being overwhelmed with emotion just because it was my first time in Japan. I'm calling games for the World Baseball Classic. Samurai Japan, they're going for their third WBC title. Ultimately, they did win it. And so it was just a really, I keep saying crystallizing experience to be here for that tournament. And so now to be back with the Dodgers and the Dodgers and Cubs, I won't be calling those games. Joe will for Sportsnet, but I'll be reporting from the field, just kind of giving some, cultural insights and kind of Japanese baseball stories there. But personally, this is epic.
You just made it personal for us, man. That was really cool. And it's great to think about from Mount Prospect to there and you doing some sideline work and some insights on the culture. That sounds like actually a really, really good fit. Looking at the Cubs social media feed, there have been parties. There have been parties. There have been, they went and broke a sake barrel with Shota Imanaga. Are the Dodgers doing that kind of stuff too? Because their social media feed just shows some practice. They're practicing for the games, which seems a little more professional, frankly. But I wonder how much they're giving in.
Well, in defense of the Cubs, they did get here a day earlier.
Uh-huh.
So they had a little bit more time to adjust. And so, like, the tip is when you go anywhere, but here it's you got to hit the ground running. And so by the time we got to the hotel, there was a team dinner, and then it was like, hey, buses are loading up to go to the workout, because it just helps you, your body sort of acclimate. Now, in hindsight, I probably should have done sort of a physical workout. but I ain't cut from the pro athlete cloth, fellas. So I settled for food and a casual stroll around the city for a little bit. But yeah, so I think that is why there haven't been the party posts just yet. From our social media team, who run by Sue Joe, by the way, who's got Chicago ties. So anyway, I think that that's going to be happening today, and then obviously the exhibitions kick off tomorrow. But I did kind of look at the Cubs photos, and it looks like Mike, and say are taking care of their teammates.
You can do whatever you want then. You can go with Shohei Nelson. If he can go with Mike, you can do whatever you want, Steven.
So this is funny. Last night, like, walking around, I stupidly, like, went out in a Dodgers hoodie, and these fans, like, walked up to me, and they're like, Senshu, and I'm like, that means player. And I'm like, no. I just start laughing at them. I'm like, no. Do I look like I play professional baseball?
With the hoodie on, maybe. With the hoodie.
With the hoodie on. But no, I think, I don't know. Honestly, my brain just went dead, and I'm going to blame that on the jet lag.
That's totally fine. Well, what are you planning on doing today? Like, what is there anything fun, or is it all going to be work?
Ooh. No. Definitely going to be fun. Because when I did the WBC, like, a lot of the traveling and tourism stuff I did was outside Tokyo. By the time we got to Tokyo, I was kind of locked in on the tournament, because you're doing, like, two games a day. So I really didn't get to explore Tokyo much like my family did. So I definitely am just going to kind of venture around and see some of the local sites and, historic sites. And really just got to kind of get a feel for the city, because I wasn't able to last time. But the way one of our Japanese staff who was traveling sort of put it, just to kind of give some local context for those who are curious, I was like, hey, what's the atmosphere going to be like? They're like, well, if you can imagine the Beatles touring with Beyonce, that's what these next few days might feel like.
Wow.
So it really is sort of like that, and that's sort of hard to fathom for multiple generations of music fans, but like if that kind of rings true, I think we're in for a really special kickoff for the season.
For breakfast here in the lame old States, Steven, I'll have like a breakfast burrito, maybe a breakfast sandwich, some bacon, like some truly greasy stuff. In Japan, it's like it's rice and miso soup, right? And like it's like this incredibly healthy, like earnest and clean breakfast. Are you going to go downstairs and hit the buffet, and will you have the Japanese stuff or the Western stuff like I had this morning?
Oh, Steve, that is a phenomenal question. I do love a breakfast burrito. It might be the perfect breakfast. It's got a little bit of everything in it, right? If you like a breakfast burrito, if you don't like a breakfast burrito, I don't like you. I think being here, I'm just gonna lean into Japanese food, and because the Blue Zone out here, right? Everybody lives longer, and so they must be doing something right. And a lot of that has to do with the pace at which you eat, the time at which you stop eating. My wife is on me all the time because I just inhale food, so I need to slow down a little bit. But I'm definitely gonna lean towards the kind of the local cuisine while I'm here. I'm not going to get too weird. But
You'll probably add a couple years on the back end of your life.
That's right.
Even just to spend these 8 days eating right.
And he needs it because he got them young kids. He got to be here a while.
Bro, Loho, you just took the words out of my mouth. It's just that's called like universal balance. I'm going to try and eat healthy because I know when I get home, my wife's going to be like, both of these demons are yours. So, So the years will be immediately subtracted from my life.
Steven, we appreciate you picking up the phone, man. Thank you so much for this. Have a great, wonderful trip. And I know that you'll take advantage of all of the cool cultural aspects of this and sharing it with the audience for Sportsnet. I can't think of a better person to be in this role than you. And we'll check back in with each other. But, you know, Dodgers White Sox first week of July. That's when you and I can really have a conversation, sir.
Is it a conversation or is it going to be a therapy session? We shall find. I will be on the call for those games. The last 2 years, I did not call the Dodgers White Sox series. This year, I will. So that's going to be that's going to be interesting for your boy here.
That's
this one is too, because like, you know, my dad's the he's the oddball. He's the one that grew up a White Sox fan. But my grandparents, my late grandfather, my uncles and aunt, like they all bleed Cubby blue. So to be here for this series, and you know, I know there should be a lot of optimism on the north side. Probably said a little bit more with a little bit more action, but they're still going to be a heavyweight this year. But anyways, we'll kick that can down the road anytime. You know, Loho speaks. You want to waste some airtime on me? I'm with you.
Thanks, Steven.
My dude, I appreciate you. Talk soon, man.
Nothing says heated and even rivalry like Dodgers and White Sox.
Well, here's the thing. The thing that he didn't say and the reason why it's going to be weird for him.
Sox fan, hardcore.
Crazy I know. Sox fan.
I know.
Shane-level Sox fan. Steven Nelson.
There you go. Shane is running the board, doing fine on his maiden voyage on the new board here. He's shaking his head.
I don't know where the left.
It's okay.
That's perfect.
Look,
perfect.
You're,
yeah, no.
Was that me? Or
no.
You're just kind of in the talk
the
back,
best.
But that's okay.
Is it me now? Did I turn on this one?
Yeah, I think that's what you did.
Yeah, go back over there. I like that, though. That was perfect. Lawrence, we need to let you bloom. We need to let you fly and feel really good and crow about a team that won. It may be emblazoned upon your short.
That's right!
Spiegel and Holmes on the score.